Ons het so almal ken vir Jeremy en vir Riet. Jeremy is hier bo op die berg, op die plaaskruisement vlei, lidmate hier. Ons weet dat Jeremy so ruk terug, vir julle paar maande terug gediagnoseer is met kanker. En van dag 1 af, dit was vir my interessant, van I must speak English, there's more English people here. From day 1, he was positive. That's one thing we saw from Jeremy, he was so positive. He just said, I'm not ill. I'm not ill. Yes, the symptoms are there, but God is my healer. And the process must still go on, but God has done something amazing within his life, and Riet's life, and their children's life. And I believe in our lives also, those who know him. And as he's going to share, I want you to listen this morning. And as he shares, God said specific things to him and his family. And what they had to do in this situation. Because we can come, not in the same, in a different situation. What is God saying to us? And that's what I want you to, that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us this morning through what they say. What did God tell him? How had they to walk in their obedience to God, and how the healing is taking place in his life? Jeremy? Riet? I don't know who's going to speak first. Sorry? Oh, the doctor is going to speak first. The doctor's going to say from the medical side what's happened.
Welcome. Okay. Jeremy het by my spreekkamer ingestap die 19de Januarie verjaar en my in die oog gekyk en vir my gesê, Sam, my bladder took control of my life. Dit was sy woorde en dit was so eenvoudig soos dit. En ons het natuurlik nou dadelik ondersoeke gedoen en toetse gedoen. En toe die PSA, dis mos nou die kankermerker vir prostaatkanker, terugkom, het ek amper op my rug geval, want die normale wyte vir daardie telling moet wees tussen 1 en 4. En Jeremy se was 106. Ek het nog nooit so 'n hoë telling gesien nie. Met so 'n telling moet jy eintlik al omtrent dood wees. En ons het onmiddellik verwys na 'n uroloog toe. En die uroloog het vir hom gesê, Jeremy, jy moet onmiddellik mediese aandag kry. Jy moet chirurgies gehanteer word. Daarna moet jy na onkoloog toe gaan. Jy gaan waarskynlik moet chemoterapie kry, al die type goed. Soos ons dokters nou maar is, het hy hom nie eintlik voor 'n keuse gestel nie. Dit was dit, dis wat nou moet gedoen word en dis klaar. Want jy is in die moeilikheid. En Jeremy het op sy rustige manier gesit en gesê, maar wie sê vir jou, ek wil hierdie goed hê? En die ou het ook amper van sy stoel afgeval en gesê, maar jy moet hierdie goed kry, jy het nie keuse nie, dis dit. En Jeremy is toe daar uit en hy het teruggekom na my toe en gesê, maar hy wil nie hierdie goed hê nie, hy voel nie gemaklik daarmee nie. En hy het van die begin af gesê, die Here sal hom gesond maak. En ek het ook nog nooit regtig geglo in geloofsgeneesing nie, want ek het dit nog nooit gesien nie. Jy sien ons maar nou nie die mense wat doodgaan, met al die chemo's, met al die bestralings, al die goed. Die naaste wat ek daarin gesien het, en ek gaan dit nog gauw weer vertel, is 'n klompie jaar gelede Piet Pretorius, wat prokureur op die dorp was. Nou, ek en Piet was groot vriende, en ons het baie aande om 'n vuurtjie gesit en gepraat oor godsdienst, en Piet was 'n ateïs. En dan het hy altyd gesê, ach, dis nonsens hierdie Sammy, het kan ons nou nie wees nie, man. En toe kry Piet bloedkanker. En hulle twee keer van sy eie selle gebruik om 'n oorplanting op hom te doen en elke keer het die kanker teruggekom en toe het hulle vir hom 'n skenker begin soek en in die hele wêreld daar is 'n wêreldwye databasis vir skenkers vir mense wat bloedkanker het in die hele wêreld kon hulle niemand kry wat Piet se bloedgroep match nie nie in die hele wêreld nie so hy was op sy eie hy was in die dood gaan en toe het hy op die einde beland in Louis Leipold en hy het nierversaking gekry heeltemal die mekaar geraak hy het glad nie meer geweet wat om hom aangaan nie en sy spesialist het vir my gesê ek stuur hom na huis toe maak my sy leiding bietjie minder geef hom morfien wat ook al this is gonna be soon dit was die ou se woorde toe vra ek vir hom what is soon toe sê hy 'n week hy gaan binne 'n week dood wees en na 3 weke toe begin Piet al hoe wakkerder word en Piet begin al hoe lewendiger word en toe bel ek die specialist toe sê ek vir hom maar jy weet die ou is besig om beter te word hierso toe sê ek kan nie wees nie die ou moes al dood gewees het stuur hom terug en Piet is toe terug en die tellings van sy niertellings het toe omtrent opgeklaar en in Piet het nog 6 weke gelewe, maar in daai tyd het Piet tot bekering gekom. So duidelik was dit ook mos nou 'n wonderwerk. Al is Piet nie genees nie, dit was 'n wonderwerk. 6 weke gegee en hy tot bekering gekom en hy's hemel toe. So ek beheer my altyd die goed met skeptisisme. En dis nou die een ding van Jeremy, as hy daar aankom en dan sê hy, kom ons doen gou weer 'n tellingkie. Dan dink ek, ek is eintlik bang vir jou part om die telling te doen. Want die telling het toe van die 19de januari, dink toe ons het weer die 22ste februarie gedoen, so maand later. Dus daai telling van 106 op na 160. Toe dink ek, Jeremy plaas het maar die mediese weg gevolg. Intussen tyd het Jeremy toe nou, ek hoop nie vertel al jou stories nie, na een ander uroloog toe gegaan, wat vir hom precies dieselfde gesê het, wat die eerste een gesê het. Dis die way wat dit gedoen moet word, dit moet medies gehanteer word en gekorrigeer word. Maar Jeremy het toe nou al, denk ek, sy mind opgemaak en hy het toe een bietjie chirurgie gekry, net vir verligting van sy symptome. Daar is niks verder gedoen deur die uroloog, het was net vir verligting van symptome. En die volgende telling wat ons vat, ek moes dit nou maar gaan afskryf, want ek kan dit net my kop onthou nie, was op die, so die eerste telling was 106, die tweede telling een maand later 160, jy is omtrent dood. Die derde telling was op die 27ste van die tweede dae, 5 dae na die 160 piek, toe is dit 153. Toe dink ek, ek het gedink het gaan 180 wees. Toe dacht ek, 153, ok, dat is om so 7 af, maar dit sê niks nie. Dit sê absoluut niks. Hy is diep in die moeilikheid. En so dit aangegaan, en Jeremy het toe nou sy eie pad begin loop, wat hy vir julle baie meer kan vertel nou, oor wat gebeur het. Ek dink net wat hier gebeur het, toe vat ons die telling op die 11de Augustus, 18, 160 tot 18. En ek sal nooit vergeet, elke keer as ons uitgaan by die deur, na ek sy bloed getrek het, want ek hierdie ding in my kop, wat gaan die telling wees? Ek is gespanne oor, wat gaan die telling wees? En hy het net altyd hierdie ding van, Sammy, don't worry man, it will be down. Het is asof hy vir my kalmeer, en nie ek vir hom nie. Het is asof ek die een is wat dink, hoekom doen jy nie maar die christelike ding, en die mediese wetenskap, hoekom vat jy nie al twee nie? Maar ek dink, dit is die groot les wat te leer is uit Jeremy, hy is nie soos Petrus wat op die water geloop het, en toe begin sink het nie, en ek dink, dit is hoekom hy genees is, hy glo klaar, hy is genees. Ek dink nie, Jeremy bid meer vir geneesing nie, ek dink, hy sê klaar dankie, vir die feit dat hy genees is. En ek dink, vir die eerste keer, Miskien verstaan ek ook geloofsgeneesing Jy moet nie net bid daarvoor, jy moet aanvaar dat dit nou gebeur. Want dit is die boodskap en die idee wat ek die hele tyd uit Jeremie se lewe kry. Dis 'n ongelooflike getuienis. Mens wil eintlik huil van blydskap. So Jeremie,
I just want to say something. Sam, here's your phone. Sam? I just want to say one thing before Red speaks is thank you to Sam because he supported me throughout. And, I mean, he's responsible for my life when I go and see him. But I also want to say that he carries a lot of load for a lot of people. And we need to take responsibility for our own lives. We sit here in this building and we believe in God. But we don't hold God to his promises. And Sammy has to carry the weight. You can't offload it. It's your responsibility. Love.
Thank you, Sam.
Ja, ek het maar net 'n kort stukkie. Ek gaan dit los vir Jeremy. Kan ek maar aangaan. Ek wil net sê dit was 'n pad. And there are lots of people here who knows the road, who know the road we've walked, and sometimes you sort of say, okay, wait, we'll have to wait on this. And just there I want to say, when I thought of waiting, the last 2 years, I'm not a person who goes out and do courses often, and the church had a few women's courses, and I want to say thank you to Sonia. Because I found myself on 3 of these courses, and I thought, what am I doing on a course? You know, it's just not something I would normally join up on. And the first one was quite heart-rending and opening up a lot of things. The second one was on Jonah, a book I never did. And I thought, what am I doing this course for again? And now, in retrospect, I can look back at it. I felt like Jonah in the stomach of a whale. And I thought, where am I? Where am I going to be spit out of this? And the Lord has been really faithful through it all. There's been lots of questions and times that I got to think, you know, where is this taking us? But 2 verses stayed with me. And ek wil net vir julle sê, behalwe vir baie lees. Kyk, ek het gaan lees, want ek is 'n redelike realist en ek wil ek sê krities, maar dit is nie krities nie, dit is net baie realisties. Ek het boeke by mekaar gemaak, ek het gesorg dat ons testament in plek is. Soos Sam sê, so hand aan hand het ek maar met die dokters geloop en met die Here geloop en al twee diep in die hande en in die oë gekyk. Ek het gaan lees, Google became my friend, very much so, but again, the Lord was true to his word, because the things that can sometimes jump out of Google is not necessarily the truth. But we have been blessed with things that came to us. I mean, there was Chris beat cancer, and we're still walking a road with this guy who's just been amazing in his testimony. Christian, never thought we'll find something like that. It was not our point to look for Christian. It was not my point to look for Christian solutions necessarily in Google, but that came out to us as well. I mean, we went on Chris beat cancer, I looked at a lot, Radical Remission, which was an amazing book on people who were sent home to die after chemo, and they survived. Bible Health Secrets, the China study, can cancer be healed by what you eat? En ek moet vir julle sê, kyk ons, soos Jeremy vir Sam ook gesê het, soos hase geëet. Maar hy sal vir julle vertel. The Miracle Plant. N.K. Strydom, dit was 'n verskriklike goeie boek. Iemand het dit vir ons voorgeskryf, met aanbeveel, en die hoeveelheid inligting wat daar uitgekom het, was 'n dokter wat ook uit 'n Christen oogpunt later begin kyk het na kanker. That was an amazing read. Healing begins with sanctification of the heart. En daar was nog baie ander wat ons gelees en gekyk het na, en met mense gepraat, maar ek moet net sê, die goed wat na ons toe gekom het, was regtig op ons pad geplaas, nie net per toeval nie, en dit kan ek nou in retrospect sien ook. Die dinge wat die meeste na my toe gekom het, en ek moet sê, Sonja, ek dink dit was nou in die kursus wat ons nou doen, is Esther, en dit is time. Die Here het sy eie tyd. Ons wag op hom. En daarom wil ek net vir julle die twee verse lees en vrees. Soos Sam ook gesê het, uit die staansbrood, ek onthou toe ek en Jeremy die eerste keer uit die urologiese kantoor uitkom en weet, okay, dit is nou, hierdie is volgens die dokters 'n death sentence, en ons het gery na Blue Peter toe, dit was 'n pragtige dag, die van julle wat Blue Peter ken, op die see by Blouberg, hierdie pragtige see lees, so mense gaan aan, en jy besef skielik net, life goes on around you, irrespective of where you are. Jy is glad nie so middelpunt van die universe nie. Jy is maar net 'n klein dingetjie, die lewe gaan aan. En ons het daar gesit, en ek onthou Jeremy se woorde was, this is not quite what we expected to happen. En een van die goed wat opgekom het, is weer die kursus van Jonah, navigate a life interrupted. Jy moet maar leer om a life interrupted te navigate. Dit gebeur in ons allemaal se lewe, navigate om maar van die goed, wat ek sê, wat ons gehad het, was, ons het nooit 'n vrees ervaar nie. En ek dink in die Bybel sê die Here gereeld, do not fear, in baie gevalle. En dit is hoekom die vers, in Psalm 27 vers 9, sê, wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Daai vers het gereeld by my opgekom, want ek het besef, hieraan kan ek niks doen nie. Ek is gewoonlik 'n ou wat kontrol wil neem. Ek wil graag 'n ding vinnig onder beheer sit en hom doen. Hieraan kon ek niks doen nie. Ek kon my bietjie bydra met die kos, maar ek kon nie veel doen om hom te verander in die uitslag nie. Die uitslag moet maar op sy eie gekom het. En daar het ek geleer, wait on the Lord. Die ander een wat ek baie sterk oor gevoel het, was Filippense 4 vers 3 en 4 vers 6 en 7. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. En dit was die verse wat vir my op hierdie pad nog steeds vat. Ek moet sê, en dan mense en hulle gebede, die ondersteuning, talle wat net goed deurstuur, ek weet ek het nie vir almal altyd geantwoord nie, and then we had an amazing experience. Months before Jeremy was diagnosed, Anthony, who's here, and they have a 24-hour prayer group, booked out the farm for their church, or their, I would say, church, to have a prayer meeting on our farm. And the experience at that stage was so uplifting for us. And it was just the right timing. And initially I thought, what are these people going to come and do on the farm? I'm not so sure if I want this whole farm taken over with people who are going to pray and sing all day. Maybe, what about my other guests? And that was the initial worry that you have. And the richness and the blessings that came out of that was amazing. So, baie keers moet ons maar net wag op die Here en luister na die goed wat ons pad kom. Die Here het sy eie tyd. Ons wil dit baie keer druk, maar dis nie nodig om dit te druk nie. En dan wil ek net laaste sê, voor ek het vir Jeremy oorgee, hy was amazing. Ek moet sê, hy is amazing. Soos ek vir partye ouens sê, sometimes he is depressingly positive. So, you wonder where it comes from, but it's constantly there. And you sometimes want to say to him, do you know what, you've actually got cancer. Just be a little bit more responsible about, not being responsible, but just be a little bit more aware and show that you are sick. But that was not part of his life. He didn't say ever that he was sick. I never heard him complaining about anything. So, thanks, love.
Tears are not optional, I think. Okay. Thank you. First, thanks go to God, to Jesus and the Holy Spirit for orchestrating it all and being there through all the trials. You know, it's very simple. When I stood up and you guys lifted me up in prayer and God was made aware of this, If he'd looked at me directly, he would have said, I can't associate with Jeremy. He's got sin in his life. But Jesus stood between us and said, no, I've taken the sin on me. And that is the way it works. That is what our belief is. And you know, Jesus stood there and he hid my sin. And God was present. And it was amazing. Second on the list is Riet, for standing by my side and giving love and support through all the trials. You are my angel. My dad actually phoned me for my birthday and said how wonderful it was for him to see with what care and love he had prepared my many fast requirements. I don't call it diet, I call it fast. Because I changed what I did. I wasn't dieting to get thin. I lost 28 kilograms in the process. And my dad said, you know, the way, the love and the care that we had put into the food, I had no option but to get better. And then I want to thank Jeff and Casey. You know, you got to call me anything but normal dad. And, you know, if you're a young man and your dad's got cancer and everybody says he's going to die, and your dad says he's not going for chemo and he's not going for radiation, you know, what's going to happen to your dad? Where's he going to go? What are you going to do? You know? So, guys, I love you both tremendously. I want to thank my sister Debbie and Steve for their support, for all of you who prayed for me, even if it was just a simple prayer. To my customers, especially the angels at Vernieuwkerk, who gave me the room to recover and still let me work to cover the costs. Thank you, guys. You've been amazing. To the elders for their prayers and anointing. You know, when I was in I didn't realize how serious Sammy took it, this PSA. I didn't know anything about PSA. What's PSA? I mean, I said to Sammy, the devil's messing with the numbers. This can't be true. If you said to me a year ago, I would get diagnosed with cancer, I would have said, not a chance. You know? I live in faith. I'm not going to get sick. And it was actually a blessing because it gave me an opportunity to come and talk to you guys so you can realize how real God is. So the elders for their prayers. Those who lifted me up from afar, Hein, Anthony, Janine, Sam, for working with us. And I think for Sam it was difficult because it wasn't what he was used to. It wasn't, but he didn't try and persuade me. He just gave me the facts and he was happy to support me in doing what I was doing and what we were doing. Okay, so the first guy I had to go and see was a doctor in Cape Town, and I had no reason to go to the doctor, just my prostate had closed up, as it happens to some of us old guys, and I had great difficulty going to the bathroom to urinate. So eventually it got so bad that I had to go and see somebody. So the first doctor I went to basically did his inspection and sat us down at the table, Riet, myself, Debbie was there as well. And he said, okay, well, you've got an enlarged prostate. It's an unusual shape. There's a dark area, indication of cancer. Your PSA is 167 or 160 or something. And he says, you're going to die. So I said, okay, thank you very much. We're all going to die. And he looks at me and he tells me the story again and says, you're going to die. I said, thank you very much. And he didn't know what was going on. I mean, you know. So anyway, he said to me, okay, I need you in the operating. This was Tuesday, 7th of February. He said, I need you in the operating theater on Thursday. And we're going to do the prostate and we're going to do a biopsy. I said, no. Well, I've got my own business. I've got to plan a few things here. Just give me a couple of days. So he said, okay, next Tuesday. So we driving home, and I'm saying to Riet, well, you know, I've got this thing in my head. I'm going to go for this operation. I've been in hospital for 4 days, and I'll start working the next day. Now, I'm not lying around. And we're driving home, and we start chatting, and I said to Riet, I'm not interested in chemo. I'm not interested in radiation. They don't work. It's not a solution. It's what we've got, but it's not a solution. It's like walking into a stadium, the good people and the bad people, and you just start shooting. Good people, bad people, you just kill. You know, kill. It's out of control. So, and also said, I'm not prepared to use all the family resources to try and stay alive for 6 months. I'm not that important in the big picture. I mean, obviously, you know, nobody wants to die, but then again, you know, if I'm not here, the world will go on, you know. So anyway, on the Tuesday, I was supposed to, I'm planned for the following Tuesday, a friend of ours contacts us, Krishna. She'd had colon cancer, and she'd seen a guy called Desmond Bielefeld. And he'd given her herbal remedies, okay? And she organized us an appointment with him on the Friday. We went and saw Desmond. He gave us pills. He listened to our story. And we went and spent the Friday evening with Krishna and Harry. And he gave me something called Prostacare. Sammy, what's the stuff in the chemical that they use? You get a medical chemical? Sorpolito. Yeah. So it's got that in, right? Now, Desmond sells this for $60. Okay? He's a real Christian. He's not there to make money. He's there to promote the works of God. And you open up the little box, and you get a piece of paper. You know, a piece of paper that tells you what happens if you overdose and what happens if this goes wrong? And this is what Desmond's paper says. Excuse me. The heading is recognition. All honor and thanks to our Heavenly Father for giving and revealing to us His created plant kingdom for the nourishment and healing of our bodies. Ezekiel 47:12. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for medicine. Isaiah 28:29. This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance. So immediately we realize that we're on a special route here. Anyway, the next week comes and I get a phone call from the urologist, and he says to me, Mr. Bryant, I want you in my operating table on Thursday. He found me actually interesting enough the following Tuesday. I want you in my operating table on Thursday, or you're no longer my patient. So the first thing that comes to mind is Nebuchadnezzar. You will bow down before me. And I just said to the oncologist, thank you very much. That's fine. I don't need to be your patient. I mean, it just happened. I mean, it wasn't thought out or planned. It's just the way it happened. Okay. So I go and see the next urologist after a bit of time. But what I must say is I came back as soon as we had this stuff. I came forward for prayer. I came forward in the morning. I got anointed with oil. I went to the elders. I got prayed. I'm trying to find God in this. I'm trying to understand what's going on. I'm doing what the Bible says. I'm getting prayer. Anthony and his friends prayed for me. Hein prayed for me. Hein worked with me through. We went through generational curses. We cut off all generational curses that we could think of. We cut off Freemasonry. We just basically went through the process of, let's get our house in order. Let's clean up. Hein gave us that MK Stratum. Healing begins with sanctification of the heart. He says, read the section. Gave us a bit of guidance there. It gives you a chance to introspectively look at yourself. So anyway, I think going for the prostate operation in Milton Mediclinic. And you wonder if you know, a hospital is a strange place. But Reed comes in to visit me in the morning. They're just starting the 7 o'clock in the morning shift. And all the nurses and the orderlies and the matron are in a little meeting and they're praying in the Milton Mediclinic. And suddenly you realize, hang on, this is just not a normal Mediclinic. There's something special, and it's apparently only that ward. So that was also wonderful for me. So after the op, they do biopsy, and the biopsy comes back with a score of 9 on the Gleason scale. 10 out of 10 is the most aggressive cancer that you can get. 9 is obviously second. All right? At that stage, they gave me 12 months without any medication and with chemo 2 years. All right, so that's sort of where we knew where we are. Then what happened is we had spoke to Desmond Bielefeld, and he said, look, I'm not an expert on cancer, especially hormonal cancer. Let me give you the name of a lady, a naturopath, Jenny Grin. And he gives a phone number. And Red comes to me and says, look, we can't start running around. We can't start just fooling around to try and find solutions. But 2 hours later, we get another phone call. This is now Patrick Griffiths. Now, Patrick Griffiths has got a weekend cottage on the mountain, lives in Malmesbury. He phones Red and says, I got a friend in Malmesbury who's got cancer. He's been seeing a lady in Durbanville, and he's responding really well to her treatment. I think you should see her. Her name is Jeannie Green. This is her phone number. Within 2 hours of each other. So then you realize, hang on, this is not just a coincidence. This is the Lord. This is the Lord guiding you. Anyway, Jeannie put me on a... Jeannie asked me more questions about my life. She got my full pedigree. She knew after 7 hours, that's how long the first appointment was. After 7 hours, she knew more about me. She'd asked more questions than Riet ever asked me about what my whole life was about. She had my total pedigree. And what was so amazing for me, about halfway through, she stops and she looks at both of us, because we're both there, and she says, you do understand that the medicine's not going to fix you, and I'm not going to fix you. God's going to heal you. Like in the blue. So again, you realize that this is not just by chance. Right, let's start on the big stuff. Let's start on the big stuff. We're running late. Okay, testimony. I'm so glad you're here for a testimony, not a funeral, aren't you? Amen. All right, the second thing I want to say is that I have no exclusivity to God and His love. All right? In Acts 10, 33b, 34, Peter says, in truth I perceive that God shows no partiality. So when I talk today, it's not exclusively mine. Okay? God looks at every one of us the same. It doesn't matter where we come from, what our background is, what we've done. It doesn't matter how rich or how poor you are, anything. Okay? There's no specials. We are all equal. Next slide is about God's creation. Okay? What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the Son of Man that thou visitest him? Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hands. That's just to show you how special you are to God, each and every one of us. He wants a relationship with each and every one of us. If you think of your relationships with your friends and your family, every relationship is different. That's why God wants a relationship with you. Okay, then I've got a little note there that is from a Dr. Jerry Bergman that basically tells you how fantastic the body is in terms of its makeup and the chemicals. 10,000 chemical functions, every cell has 10 to the 12, 1 trillion bits of data. All right, that's your body. It's fantastic. It's absolutely brilliant. Now, on this point, part of the healing was, I had to learn a discipline. I had to grow my spirit to discipline my flesh to stay on the diet that I was given. That was my trial that I had from God. To stick to what? Because Jeannie said to me, look, don't even start if you don't intend to do what I tell you to do. And a very interesting thing that came across is it apoptosis, love, or the tomato? Okay. Now what that is, okay, we're talking whole food. Whole food is the way God made it. It's got no chemicals. It's got no sprays. It's got nothing. It's whole food, okay? Now tomatoes, if you're a man, tomatoes are very important in your diet. Because tomatoes, chemically, okay, it comes into this amazing system of your chemical functions. And a tomato basically tells your chemistry, we don't supply blood vessels to tumor cells. We don't supply blood vessels to tumor cells. But unfortunately, if you go and buy a tomato at the shop, it's unlikely to be a whole food. It's got other chemicals on it and in it. So now you're going to eat this tomato and your chemical signals get mixed up. So it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. But anyway, raw tomatoes are 20% effective. Tomatoes with a bit of onion, stewed slowly with a bit of olive oil, 80% effective in terms of preventing your body supplying blood vessels to cancer cells. Isn't the Lord amazing? They tell me it happened by chance, evolution. I don't believe them. Okay, then, Sari and Henry came to visit as well. So next slide, please. And this is from King Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. So it's not just the best guys that don't get into trouble. And for me, it's been a blessing because my faith has been tested, and now I know the love of God. I've experienced it. It's no longer just, you know, if my faith was this size before we started, my faith is a lot bigger now. And hy is getrou, soos het sê daar in Timoteus. Hy is getrou. So next slide. So the typical question is, why me, Father? You know, because son, with my faithfulness and your belief in me, we can beat this. And you will be stronger. And then I can give you more daunting tasks that you cannot perform without my help. And I will be glorified. Now, okay, let's just do the next slide, please. I just did PSA, which Sammy's covered. And then I've got a graph. Can we go to the next slide, please? Okay, that was the PSA count. And you can see how that fell down to the 18 that Sammy spoke about. And what had happened the day before, now interestingly enough, I'd been on cannabis oil. Now it's not smoking cannabis, so you don't have an excuse to smoke cannabis. Cannabis oil, the cannabinoids are very similar to the cannabinoids in our own bodies, and they help the body chemically to give the signal to the cancer cells to die. Because what happens is cancer confuses your body's chemistry, and it can't give it clear signals. But the cannabis reinforces it. Okay? So I had to go for a blood test on the Monday before. It was the last test we had was 160 and 167. And then I had to go off the cannabis for the weekend. And Monday morning we went to Sammy, had a blood test. And then I took a cannabis again. And then I went to Phoenix. And I didn't realize, but my blood pressure had completely gone down. And I passed out in the office there. And I woke up and I said, what happened? And Jeff was there and Yaka was there. And they were all very concerned looking over me. But, you know, I fell down and, you know, the Lord puts you down, doesn't hurt you. And the next morning I was again at Finney Kirk's. And Sammy sent through the PSA results on WhatsApp.
And I was walking out to the car, and as Sammy said, the result was 18. And you start crying, because you realize God's hand is in this. You start crying, you just weep. You just weep. Because you say, this is not normal. This is God's normal. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Okay, so I'm 9 on the Gleason score for aggressiveness. I've given one year to live without treatment. Let's look at the next slide. So I go for full body scan, and the dark areas in the body section here and a little bit down the prostate area is the cancer. That was on the 4th of April. Okay. That's the report. T4 prostate, Gleason score of 9, PSA 160, and then a question mark, is there bone, lung, and nodal metastasis? That means, has it spread? Because what happens is the cancer hormone gets into your blood, it moves around your body, and it starts to grow in other areas of your body. So the comment, I only have a comment, they don't have anything after that. So you can read the comment there. What's going on? Just describing what you saw in the picture. Okay, so now we're in a place of testing our faith, right? Next slide, please. And if you look at all the healings that Jesus did, he spoke about people's faith. You know? The reaching out to touch his garment. And all the things. So faith is unseen. You don't have any guarantees. You only have, you know, people, I don't hear God's voice. You know, some people hear God's voice. I don't hear God's voice. But I've got a letter from God. It's called my Bible. And in there is all his promises. And what he wants from us is faith to believe his promises. And if you have that faith, then he can work with you. If you don't have that faith, if you're going to run around and look for alternate solutions or take the problem into your own hands, it ain't going to work. You've got to have faith in God. And, you know, this for me, this period has been a period of growth because my faith has been tested. And as you see in the next slide, you know, you don't fly in an airplane until it's tested. You don't go diving in a submarine unless it's been tested for pressure. You can't pass a year at school without writing your exam and passing. So he's going to test you. He wants you to grow. He wants you to be... The more faith you have in God, the more daunting the task that he can give you. And Lord, I thank you for that. I just wanted to say that the next slide is, it wasn't just the big test from nothing. I don't know if you guys can remember, I came up just on my leg over here. You can see I've highlighted it in the green there. I had a sore on my knee. I was shortly out of school and I'd been on the Vaal River and a fly of some type had laid eggs in my leg. And I was at Eskom at that stage and I remember going to the nurse and she took one of those sticky bandages and put Jensen Violet on it and put it on my leg. And said, come back in 24 hours. And I went back and she plastered off. And there were these little maggots, like about 6 or 8 of them, all on the plaster. Anyway, that wound later broke open maybe 5 years ago. And I just had this little sore just on my knee. It wasn't painful. It wasn't difficult. It would sort of get a scab over and look like it's going away. It would break open and come back again, and I would take the little blue things to take your rough skin off. You think I'd take it? Must be cancer, you know. get it off, make it bleed, heal up a bit. Okay. Reed says, go and see Sam. that looks cancerous. I said, no, I'm going to go up to church and they're going to pray for me. And I came up for prayer twice. And after the second set of prayers, within about 5 days it was healed. And you can see what it looks like. There's a minor scar there. So I'd had a small test before the big test. And I'd passed the small test. Because Red got quite close with me. She wanted, go and see the doctor. No. I'm going to go and see God first. I'm not going to God last. I'm going to God first. I can recommend it. And that was based on my knowledge of Isaiah. Next slide, please. Now, when Jesus was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's what I believe. Okay, the next thing is that MK stratum, it's basically the root causes of diseases and an explanation of it and biblical references. You can download it off the internet for free. I recommend it. Those of you that don't have internet, just let me know and I'll do a copy for you on a CD. Okay, the next slide is James 5:14. That is what I called upon. Is any among you, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and he gave, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. I mean, the elders went to the trouble of coming up to the farm and praying for me and anointing me on the farm. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thessalonians 5:23. It says that God wants your body to be whole for the second coming. So it is God's will that we are whole in body, mind, and spirit. You need to stand on that. Alright, the next one is the Daniel diet or fast. It's not a diet, it's a fast. And Daniel said, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulses to eat, that's beans, and that kind of stuff, and water to drink. And at the end of the 10 days, their countenance appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat the portion of the king's meat and wine. This was Nebuchadnezzar when he selected of the Jews to serve in his palace. And Daniel said, no, he's not going to eat the king's off the king's table. He wants vegetables and he wants water. I mean, you guys have seen me over the last 6 months. I think I'm fitter and stronger now than I have been for years. I can stand on one leg and put on my underpants. Who can do that my age, eh? I think I must come to the Tuesday morning prayer group and challenge all the guys. Okay, so what did I have to do? This is Jeannie Green's regime. No meat, no sugar, no alcohol, no dairy, no refined carbohydrates. That's cakes and cookies. No food with sugar. Now you got to look at anything you drink. You got to read your labels. Okay, no chemicals or preservatives. That's the basic of the food side. No toothpaste, no soap, no deodorant. Keep away from household chemicals. Keep away from household smells. Everything is selected not to disturb the chemistry of the body. After a while, everything smelt of broccoli. Everything. If I went to the bathroom, it smelt of broccoli. If I rubbed my skin, it smelt of broccoli. I went a bit orange from the carrots. Okay, now what has come out of this is our farming systems and our food systems are corrupt. Very, very corrupt. And I'd like an opportunity to talk to you guys at some stage. And we'll ask Gret if she will spend some time with us, teaching us how we can cook so that we can be healthy and how to prepare food. And then I will show you, because, you know, getting food is not cheap. But what I've done is we make, what you do is you make a juice. You take all sorts of greens out of the garden and you take, in fact, put the next slide up, you can see our greens. Soldiers of God that go to work and fight your cancer. Right? That's all farmers, that's all organic. There's no pesticides or fertilizers, just good old compost. Well, that's not big, but it's something. Okay, so so it was all the greens and stuff gets juiced. The reason you juice it is because there's enzymes that your body needs. Especially, I was in a state of disrepair in my body. Because of the foods I'd been eating, I wasn't getting sufficient minerals, I was eating badly, I was working long hours, getting a little bit of sleep, and I was abusing the temple. Alright? But all of that material that comes out of it, and you drink the juice before the enzymes oxidize, because once they oxidize, they're not as valuable. So you juice it, you drink it, but then you've got all of this pulp. So now I've started to feed the pulp to my earthworms. So now we've got this amazing compost, and I'm happy to show any of you that feel that you don't have the resources to buy good food, how you can just basically start a compost bin, create good soil, and grow your own food. Okay, this is just, the next one is the Ezekiel. And the last section is, and the leaf thereof shall be for medicine. Okay, so God has provided for us everything that we need. He designed our body, He designed the food that feeds it. Don't contaminate it. Next one, please. Okay, so basically this is the menu for 4 months. Leafy greens, carrots, Granny Smith's peeled, beetroot uncooked, sweet potatoes uncooked, butternut uncooked. If not organic, soaked for half an hour in purified water and a tablespoon of cider vinegar to draw the poisons out. Okay, and the reason it's raw, because if you cook it, it converts to sugar inside the vegetable itself. So sugar is a big no-no with cancer. Cancer loves sugar. Cancer also loves acid. So part of the thing was every day, 3 times a day, to have something called pH raise, which is like a specialized bicarbonate, to bring the body's pH above 7. Okay, next slide. Okay, this we can pass on. Just interestingly enough, if you look there, our sorceries were all nations deceived, okay? And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants, now we're talking about the world here, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. And then they see the blood of the prophets and the saints and all were slain upon the earth. Now, if you look at sorceries, I think is the next slide. That's the root of that pharmakia. So, you know, is the Lord sort of saying to us, you know, the pharmacy guys are taking over. Okay, next slide. Are we there? Okay, we're there. Okay, that's Jesus, whose own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Past tense. Okay, so that's the follow-on of Isaiah. Next slide, please. Okay, that is the, you remember the first slide? That's the slide that was taken last week, Wednesday. Amen. The oncologist looked at it for 15 minutes. He focused it, he scanned it, he blew it up, he shrunk it. 15 minutes, he said, something wrong with the scan, there's no cancer. Amen. And as Sam said, you know, part of this journey has been going back to each doctor and saying, you know what, those pills you gave me, I didn't drink them. I went for prayer. I mean, the one doctor said, we told him we were in prayer, and we ate vegetables, and we now have a little bit of chicken. He says, his words were, don't give me that shit. I'm too busy for that. And then towards the end of the stuff, he says, what were you guys doing? I said, no, we were praying to the Lord. Amen. Okay, next slide. Okay, so that's the... Just get it here up front for me. I can't read it there, it's too small. Okay, so it's a stage 4 prostate cancer following alternative therapy for restaging, okay? It's a whole body scan, and there's a comparison to the previous one, okay? So the second thing, the left pelvic nodes and small mass has responded to treatment and has significantly decreased. Now for medical guys to say that, I don't know. So from 2.2 centimeters to approximately 1. Now you work out the volume of that, it's a huge amount. It's like 87% decrease. The extensive previous para-aortic lymph whatever has markedly shrunken. There's the Lord at work. Amen. Eh? Yeah. So now I can stand here and I can share it with you guys. Last slide. There's my earthworms enjoying the rest of the pulp from the veggies. God is good all the time. Amen. If any of you need encouragement, if any of you guys have doubts, come and talk to Riet and myself. God is alive and well and healing if you trust Him. Any questions? Sammy, you're going to play us a song. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think the journey that Jeremy went on, the pad wat hy gestap het, was for ons ook a pad van geloof, want om net te sien die geloof wat hy het, want jy wil nie by die ou kom en dan dink jy, jissie maar, jy het kanker. En dan praat hy maar net, hy is besig om te genees. Maar dis jylle in die begin, my ou, jy, ek bedoel, jylle daar eerste slide gekyk, hoe die kanker daar sit. Dan dink jy maar in jou stilte, Jeremy. En dit is, ek bedoel, dit is ons allemaal, waar hy pad maar stap. En vir my het my net weer gespreek tot, ons weet die Here genees, ons sê dit elke dag, ons glo daarin, ons geloof is in hom, maar as jy dit so sien, hier in jou gesig, dan weet jy maar net, Here, wat die woord sê, is waar, en, wat jy hieruit moet neem is, luister wat die Here vir Jeremy gesê het, maar wat sê hy vir jou? Wat sê hy vir jou, in jou pad, van geloof? Dit kan vir iets heel anders wees, dit kan wees vir 'n werk, dit kan wees vir jou finansies, dit kan wees vir enige iets. Vir Jeremy het hy 'n spesifieke pad gegee, wat sê hy vir my, wat sê hy vir jou, en dis die pad wat ons moet volg. Ons moet nie dink, dit gaan precies die selfe pad wees as Jeremy nie. Wat sê die Here vir jou? In gehoorsaamheid, stap ons daai pad. Nou Shammy, ons is daai Saterdag by toe, hulle, ek het nou vanoggend vir hom gesê, I'm gonna make that joke now.
Make it.
He's not Shammy that washed the car. He's Sammy.
Yeah.
So, no, he's anointed. We were there on the farm that Saturday, and we just sat in his worship. And I think let's just all, if you want to sit, sit. If you want to stand, stand. And just enjoy the song that he's going to bring to us. Okay.
Thank you. Good morning. Goedemorgen.
Or let's all stand. I think let's all stand.
I'll just do a little piece of something that we know and just do a song that I wrote. I always say, I'm not there to entertain. I'm not an entertainer, but I'm a servant of God in everything that I do. That is a man that didn't want to compromise with the word of God. He stuck to what God told him. And this, I came from Cape Town. When I heard that today is a celebration for his life, I say, I'm just going to be a surprise. I will come. I didn't come actually to sing. I came to hear that testimony. And church, this is not someone that we heard of. And I was telling people, it's someone that I know who got healed from cancer. This is not a story, but he is here, a living testimony. This is not for you to keep it. It's for you to speak it up. There are a lot of people that will get healed through that testimony. Yes, God.
Yeah. powerful, reliable is your name. How great is your love, how great is your love. Undeniable, never change is your love. Powerful, reliable is your name. How great is your love, how great is your love. Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing. Your love. Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing. Your love is God. You give life, you are love. You give light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love. You give light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, God. Your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you all.
Oh, we love you.
love you, God. You are the one that a heart adored. All things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things are so wedded, a breathing to life again. You cause your sun to shine on darker smile. For all that you've done, we will put out a light. This will be a rhythm song. Jesus, we love you. Oh, Lord, we love you. You are the one that a heart adores. Can I just say, Jesus, we love you. We love you, God. We love you this morning. We love you for the healing of our nation, God. We love you for the healing of our houses, homes, where we are trusting you, God. Oh, Jesus. I pray that the love of God will be poured out in our lives this morning. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Father, we, as we stand before you, Father, I just pray that, and where we experience your love afresh, and Father, where we've heard a testimony of a child of yours, we just know, Father, it's holy. What has happened is holy. And we can't make it off just as, well, in his case, it's like this. It's because, Father, he's a child of the living God. And he obeys your guidance. And, Father, I pray that you will lead us this week. And that love that you have within us, that you have put within us, Father, I pray that we will go and share it with others. Where we saw, where people have spoken death, and you spoke life. We saw life. It's because we are in you. And I pray, Father, that we will go and share life with one another and your love with one another during this week. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.